Today we're back in Psalms 33:6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth.
Dearest Lord, how wondrous are all the works of your hands. You speak and the worlds begin revolving on their axis. Stars are hung in space by the sound of your voice. Mighty waters cover the earth at your command. Oh, how I rejoice in all that you do, Lord. Thank you for the glory of each sunrise and sunset. Your handiwork revives me, Father. Amen.
Today's thought comes to you in the form of a poem written by Mary. Look up at the starry skies and the amber waves of grain. Study the flowers of the field, for each one speaks his name. Stand in the falling snow and feel the blowing wind. God created everything. His kingdom has no end.
Today's action. Go out in nature today and commune with the Lord. Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 9, verse 2. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
One of the things I always love to thank the Lord for is if you study your Old Testament and study the Old Testament rules, regulations, and law, one of the requirements of God was when a young couple was married, they were allowed to go away for a year and not have to work, strive, or anything so that they got to know each other, so that they could be the one that God wanted. In this world today, we're so busy we can hardly find time for a honeymoon. But when Mary and I were younger, and in our young days of our marriage, God opened up the doors for us to be gone. Every moment we didn't have to work. We would spend hours and days in the wilderness, camping, away from man, studying the Word of God and becoming closer. My friends, study and show thyself approved, a righteous workman, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.